Live from the Signal Media Studios, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill. This broadcast is being presented by West Rock Coffee and brought to you in part by Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas's best insurance, Chicken King, Ortho Rehab, and Bill Dillard III. Now, it's a close encounter with the Doctor of Football, Fitz Hill.
Hey, good evening. So happy to be back in the studio for the West Rock Coffee Food Intelligence Report. We are presented by, as you heard, Expressway Airport Parking, Arkansas Best Insurance. We're grateful for our sponsors. We're glad to have you board our spaceship tonight for this close encounter as we take you on a 60-minute intel recruiting debriefing that will give you insight from my actual experience of nearly 20 years in the coaching profession. This show is truly a close encounter recruiting time with the Doctor of Football. No calls, but we still ball. No need to hang up. Just sit down and listen and get in the game with us. The West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report. Our title sponsor is making plays around the globe and supplying America's coffee and tea needs, all from Central Arkansas. They balling while perking coffee and brewing tea for customers near and far. This first segment is presented by Expressway Airport Parking, the five-star parking facility in the state of Arkansas. I've ranked them number one, Shug, and Pastor Drew. It's a balling parking lot. I'm going to be headed up in there tomorrow. And, man, I'm going to tell you, as soon as I get there, I'm going to get my newspaper to take with me on the plane. If I'm thirsty, I'm going to get some water. And I'm not going to have to take off my luggage off the plane. I'm just they get it for me. But something, I don't take cash anymore, but I try to take cash just to give my boys a tip because Drew got them balling. He got them in the game. They making plays now. They not playing when they coming up there. They know your name. Mr. Hill, where you going today? They know they don't forget, boy. Hey, parking can be a nightmare as well, but not with Expressway Airport Parking. We're big enough to play your game. We're small enough to know your name. And like I said, I can't wait to see them tomorrow where I get water, newspaper, luggage, and dropped off at the front door. Hey, let me open up in prayer before I go to my man, Drew. I got two Drews here, Drew Square, Pastor Drew and Drew Baker. God, thank you for this platform to, you said, in all thy ways acknowledge you and you direct that path. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all else will be added. We do those two, run those two plays. You say all good things, even when they look bad, will work for the common good when we are honoring you first. Hey, now I want to go to my guy, Drew. And hey, what we got perking on, what we got going on out there with Expressway Airport Parking? I'll be coming through tomorrow. They take care of me. They take care of me. So just tell them I'll be dropping in tomorrow. Awesome. What was that?
That was awesome. Well, big enough to play the game. Ball enough to know your name. That is awesome.
That is awesome. You know, yeah, when I do, everybody they know my name when they come in there. Everybody know my name when I come through there. They know Mr. Hill, Coach Hill. Yeah, I don't even let them know that I'm the biggest advocate. I just kind of, you know, keep it low profile because I said, hey, I don't want to think I'm dropping names, you know, because I'm saying Drew Baker, who owns this stuff. No, I said that's my homeboy, but they take care of me anyway. I just tell them they treat me like a 5-star, even though Suge say I was 2-3-star in high school. So you know, they keep me balling. So, but what you got going on for November's coming on us, and then Christmas. And you said holiday season. Hey, I'm so happy. Every time I pull up in there, I'm trying to say, boy, it's getting crowded up in here when I pull up. That's a good thing, huh?
Let me tell you something. Now, you know, I told y'all the last time we visited, we had a special for Thanksgiving, and we've got a promo code that expires tomorrow. It's Blessings. Blessings is good for a 15% discount on top of your fifth day free. If you make a reservation by tomorrow, and it's only good for the window of November 22nd through the 28th. So it's basically the meat of the Thanksgiving travel period. I'm going to tell you something. We're already 100 reservations more than we were this time last year. So it's going to be a sellout week. And Thanksgiving. So if you're traveling the week of Thanksgiving, take advantage of a really deep discount, 15% on top of a 5-day free, and we're $1 a day less than airport.
Correct.
I mean, cheap is not the reason.
That's
park
it.
With us, though.
No, no. That's it. Hey, look, if you want to pay more money, go park at the airport. So if you got it like that, you want an NIL over there, your NIL pack is good for the pocket, you know. But if they want to go over there, I see them. I said, Lord, I don't know why they're going over there. They just must, they don't have a budget. They just throwing money away when you can get dropped out. And they don't even get the treatment. I see them. I feel sorry for them carrying their luggage from way over there to way over to the deal. They don't have nobody doing what you're doing and the way you balling. But hey, you balling, that's why I keep calling, and that's Expressware Airport Park. And you let your folks know the doctor of football will be in tomorrow, prescribing tomorrow afternoon, dropping them off, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
Don't forget, y'all, Blessings is the promo code. It expires. You can't make a reservation with it after tomorrow.
Okay.
So if you're traveling Thanksgiving, make it happen tomorrow.
Blessings. I'm going to write that down and put that on the deal. Get that app. I got that app. I'm all up. Blessings. But the code, I'm going to make sure I put that on the social media. And then, Drew, we'll see you soon, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Dr. D. All right. It's my man. Hey, as we go into this period, I got a special guest that's going to be joining us here. And, Sugar, so glad you're here in the studio with us, and Pastor Drew gonna stay with us for this first half, because you know, we've been talking about the school suspension driving up the crime rates. Just saw where land has been purchased to build another prison, and all these things. I look at the enrollment in our Little Rock Public Schools continues to decrease, cuts of being able that are being established, and so all of these things, when you are eliminating all these things, then you have a place to go. I want to let you know, I'm normally, you know, I'm kind of quiet about things, but things I really believe in, Coach Rip really bold about, was this facility bill of what our tax money is going for. I've been traveling with you for years doing AAU, all of what you've been doing, and what we don't have in our city is what other people have in their cities. And Mayor Frank Scott is going to join us here to talk about this tax and how this is going to bring this not only economic development, but for what the things we've been working with, Pastor Drew, with our after-school program, that now kids can have activities and build what you've been. Like you told me, I know you spend thousands of dollars taking kids all over the country when you came and say, come over here and with the Hawks and let's do this together. And Mayor Frank Scott, welcome to the show tonight. Thank you for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. It's good to be with you, Coach Hill.
Well, hey, man, thank you for your time, and I want to be sensitive to it. I just want you to speak a little bit about your vision with the sales tax for the facilities that's going to elevate our city of Little Rock, and how not only economically, but the after-school program to address your Little Rock School District product. So is Bill Ingram. So is so many, you know, James Rouse, all the people, Keith Jackson, and all the, you know, things we're trying to do to address the needs of our youth. And as I said before, we're spending the money. when we just had kids over for the allocating the funds for juvenile detention facilities, because they haven't got the things that they needed and didn't have the facilities to perform these type of activities. I just want to give you an opportunity to speak to that, because I support this 100% for what our city needs to address the needs for our youth.
Well, thank you so much, Coach. First and foremost, thank you for this opportunity to visit with you, many of your listeners who are listening right now, and also for you writing the letter to the editor about why you support the results for the Rock sales tax that funds what we call the four P's: public safety, parks and recreation, public infrastructure, and Little Rock Port. Specifically for this evening, as you're talking about, youth sports is a big deal from a team standpoint, discipline, leadership for our youth. And as you pointedly stated, it helps curb crime in our city and save lives.
Amen.
By making certain that our youth have something to do, and with equality, and particularly also for our young families, as you shared just a few minutes ago, folks are spending the money, whether they're traveling regionally or across the nation. They're spending at least $1,000 a weekend utilizing other facilities. And many times they've always complained and griped, said, why can't we do this in here in Little Rock and Central Arkansas? This is our opportunity. This has been a labor of love for you. I remember as you being the athletic director for Little Rock School District, why you wanted better facilities at the Little Rock School District. This is an opportunity for better facilities for the real deal in the Rock, so we can showcase our talent right here in the state's capital city. It's something that a state capital city deserves and should expect. But again, the most important thing is what it does for our youth, our young adults, and how it not only focuses on teamwork and discipline and leadership, but reducing crime and saving lives.
And Mayor Scott, you know, this was important to me because when I became president of Arkansas Baptist College, the first person, many people don't realize, the first person I hired was Coach Rip. I went to Park, and I didn't go get a teacher. I went and got an athletic director. And I said, Coach Rip, most people don't know that. I drove over to Park, and I said, I'm going to take this job, and I want you to come be my athletic director. And most people don't realize, Bill understands, we grew the school through sports, and then we were able to use the sports money to build the academic program. And that was the reason I started football, all right? Most people don't realize we started football because we got resources from other people to support what we wanted to do because Coach Rip and I wanted to start a two-year program because I was a recruiting coordinator at University of Arkansas, and I realized those kids did not get a chance because many times Prop 48 left them out, but that they were going other places. Now, we continue to build infrastructure of prisons and things like that, and I understand that. Nobody wants a safer community than Coach Hill. I got that. But you have to have prevention and intervention. And if you don't have prevention and intervention, what you have is rehabilitation. Well, if we don't raise boys, we have to rehabilitate men. What your product, what this vision that you have does, it gives us an opportunity to raise young men and help them in their emotional ways because they weren't born into this situation. They didn't decide what situation they were going to be born into. So with that being said, I want to applaud, you know, for being bold and doing this. And when we think about $60 million or we think about that, it's not really a lot of money when you realize, and I got an accountant right here, if you do the tax, if we have 50 murders a year, the average cost of that is $500,000. And the juvenile problem that we're able to address specifically with this, I think it's going to be a wash. So, man, I want to applaud your efforts. You have my full support. That's why I wanted you on the show. Anything we can do. And, Bill, I know you right here, Suge. You've been an advocate. Coach Rip was what he wanted, something you've been wanting for a long time.
Well, it's, you know, with all the stuff that you guys, you just talked about, Dr. Hill, it's, of course, it's essential. But in order for us to keep up as a city, I've been in running the Hawks for 32 years now. We go all over the country and play.
And I've been with you.
And you've been with me. And I'm just the only city that we're still playing in a gym here with two courts, a gym here with one court is Little Rock.
Yep.
Listen, and don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to pat myself on the back for real Dylan Rock, but it's been amazing that we've been able to keep that going without having a facility, because everywhere else we go play, they have facilities everywhere. Not I can't name one place. You give me a city, and
Atlanta, Georgia. It don't matter. South Carolina, we got them.
They got three or four in Atlanta. They got them in
small,
Rock Hill,
small places.
Not Rock Hill, South Carolina.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
So we need that. And the killing part about it, just for some of the people that's, and we know everybody got different issues what they're concerned about. But for some of the other people that we have, other people visiting our state, it may be their first time and their only time to come here and visit our state to play an event like Real Deal in the Rock, and you want them to be able to come back, and they need some, and we need somewhere where they can come and say, okay, man, they got a great facility there.
Yep.
You know, we gotta get that done. We gotta get
Mayor,
that done.
Anything you want to say before we go into a break? I want to give you the last opportunity for the last minute to say what you want to say. You have my full support. Let me know what we can do. God bless you. Praying for you. What you want to say before we go to break?
Thank you both. Please vote for twice for Little Rock questions 1 and 2 at the very end of your ballot. After you vote for president, go to the very end of your ballot and vote for twice to do everything with Coach Hill and Coach Bill Ingram just shared. Thank you so much.
All right. God bless you, Frank. We're praying for this facility. I can't wait to ball in it. Hey, we'll see you out there calling in it. We'll have you out there. Let you do that jump shot, man.
All right.
Hey, it's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Parking and Arkansas Best Insurance. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. God is good all the time. God is good.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you're in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106. It has been said that ignorance is bliss, but the doctor of football also believes that knowledge can produce a burden within the soul, and I have a heavy burden. Did you know that homicide, not car wrecks, cancer, or heart disease is the number one cause of death for black males ages 1 to 44? This epidemic rarely gets discussed or receives the attention of similar health crises. That's why the doctor of football is working to create awareness of this homicide virus and formulate a game plan to help black males reach the age of 45. Now that you know, join our team by getting in the game with us at firstand45.com. That's firstand45.com. Make a play, save a life. Yeah, Chicken King is on and popping. Chicken King is truly the king of fried food. Have you ever had a Chicken King pork chop? It's fire. The catfish is crunchy and tasty. Add hot and the tartar sauces? Well, that will put it in the 5-star lineup. The chicken wings? Well, that's really why they call it Chicken King. But all the chicken offerings qualify for the Doctor of Football starting lineup, and that's why I'm prescribing Chicken Kings for your stomach's desires. Chicken Kings are located in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Bryant, and my hometown of Arkadelphia. Put Chicken King in the game, and if you call, they will ball in serving your order. Questions? Call 501-562-5573 and let them handle your fried food orders. A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Bos's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Bos drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Bos's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Bos drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the 5-star West Rock coffee the Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. Hi, the Doctor of Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstrings problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Doctor of Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitzhill, also known as a Doctor of Football, and I approve this message.
Hey guys, is life sometimes confusing? You ever find yourself just needing directions? As men, we really need other men to help us figure it out. More than that, we need a model for manhood who we can look to help. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at AuthenticManhood.com. Real men aren't afraid to ask for directions.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Chug, that's the song, everybody. You grew up on that day.
Absolutely.
That was it. I see my man, the doctor of audiology. He be bouncing that head over there. I try to have a diverse, script here with everything. So everybody can feel included. Hey guys, that was a great. I'm glad we had the mayor here and something that Bill, like you mentioned. You know, as he said, $1,000 a week. He's right.
Man, that's.
When you think about going out of town for a weekend,
Sometimes leaving on Thursday night. How y'all? How you doing?
For a parent, it's without a doubt a style of
I was him.
And if you're you right. And
I was him.
And you're taking,
some days
bringing
I think you still are.
Yeah. Because you called me over there and you say, Fitz, coach, I know what you're doing. When I was doing the deal, he said, come on, let's work together. He said, because I know he's. And you're right. It was part of my tithes and offering to take all those kids on the trip. And I went back. I was spending for those 12 kids, hotel, 6 rooms. You try to put 4-2 to a bed, just to say. Isn't that right?
4 to a room, 2 to a bed.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Because if you don't, it doubles in cost, And so,
it's just, like you say, I get it, but that's a billion-dollar business.
There's no question.
It's a business. And if you got the opportunity, you got to catch up with the times.
No question.
Listen, Memphis has one now.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Memphis has one, of course. Any city around here, Oklahoma City, wherever we go in this region, that's what we're doing now.
It's the economic development of the community. But the thing I want to focus on this half, and Pastor Drew, we talk about what I had an experience, guys, this week that really, really hit me. And, I'm not going to give any details, but I'm going to share the experience. So I was in court this week, and I was asked to come to court to support a gentleman. And this young man had a rough life, but he graduated college, had got his HVAC license, had got baptized and joined church, and full-time employed. And so he understand the process of what the data says is that if you graduate college, have a full-time job, ignite your faith, the odds of you reoffending have dropped 90%. All right? So we're just strictly on data, not on feeling. This young man, after serving over 25 years in prison, during his time come back, had a mix up with drugs, and he had to make a decision. He's back in jail right now and facing 5 years, hopefully he can do 3 and some other things. But when he talked to me, he said, I've never been around positive people before. He said, all my life. He said, at 16, I never had a father. He said, I never had anybody to guide me down the path of righteousness. And what I learned from research is that boys need to be with their mothers from birth to 6, but oftentimes their mother's not able because she has several children and not able to give the nurturing. Just what I've seen my grandson have in the last 48 hours, he's gone from arm to arm to arm to arm, everybody waiting to hold him. All right, he's getting all the nurturing and stuff that he needs and gonna have that. All right, then I was just thinking about these families that don't have that. And then it says, but the research says from birth to 6 and then start transitioning with their dad and role models from 7 to 14. I said, if you haven't done that from 0 to 6 with the mothers, the nurturing, the nutrients, the breastfeeding and all that, manhood starts from 7 to 14. If you haven't done that, the peer influence is negative. And then from that time, that's when we get to what we had. And I want you to speak to what we've been trying to do.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's really interesting because what you're kind of talking like, when you amputate a foot, you don't have a foot anymore.
That's right.
When we lock someone up and we throw away the key in our minds and we don't think rehabilitation, there's not a future. When we take a kid and we say, okay, you're out of school, there's not a future for education. And when we look at where that's led us down this long road of craziness, we're putting kids out at earlier ages, we're not giving them a chance, we're not creating the opportunities. I always say, I've never applied for a job in my life. It's always been a relationship that got me there. We are cutting off any positive relationship and any opportunity that kid has for something more. Mm-hmm. I got where I got because of the friends and the family and the people around me. And coach, when we kind of talk about this, it's been really interesting because one of the things that you and I have kind of talked about is what is the impact? And we can talk about dollars and cents. We can talk about building more beds, but today I was looking in the NFL right now. There are 25 players from Arkansas. So that's 7.57 per 100,000 people population. Iowa has 3.2 million people and is one of the safest states in the country. They have 35, 40% more,
wow.
10.93 per 100,000. When you go there and you look at the safety and you look at the families intact,
what we're talking about.
All of a sudden it's like, they have got a 40% greater participation in just the NFL than Arkansas.
Hold that thought. I don't want you to go somewhere because I want to continue that. I want to go to JJ right now because he's doing what we're talking about in developing that next level. That's a great stat. You know I love numbers because numbers don't lie, and together they tell a story. But, JJ, so glad to have you here for my Ballers on Decks. On, you know, who's up next? Tell us who we need to be putting our eyes on and who balling out there so we can start calling.
Man, Coach, I got two 2026 standouts for you tonight. Two super sophomores out of the Central Arkansas area. The first one, man, this guy is just a primetime performer, man. He got moved up on varsity last year. Isaiah Stevens, also known as Zay Stevens over there at Sheridan. And Coach, man, this kid is he's dynamic. He scored 21 touchdowns so far this year, 12 rushing, 9 receiving. He has over 1,800 yards total offense so far in the season. And when I think of – I think in terms of guys that, you know, you guys may know in the Arkansas area, he reminds me a lot of Joe Hyman and also Joe Adams. Joe Hyman was at Pulaski Academy, now the – a big-time punt returner, kick returner at Northwestern, playing in the Big Ten, doing well. And then also, of course, you know, everybody knows Joe Adams. You know, Razorback, great, also played some time in the NFL. But Coach Isaiah, man, he scored end zone to end zone. And, hey, you can put him in a phone booth and you couldn't touch him. He's that quick.
That's good. I'm glad to have him. Can't wait to check him out and see what he's doing down there and how he's balling. Who's up next, my bro?
Man, and then we got Pierre Man Pickens over here at Little Rock Christian. Coach, I had a chance to work with this kid some this year, man, and he walks in, he passes the look test. Pierre is about 6'3". Right now, he weighs about 190 pounds, and he's still growing. He's going to be a big wide receiver, maybe an H-back, tight end combo, but very physical kid, man. And the thing I love most about watching his film this year, man, he is very physical. He's very tough to get down once he catches the ball. He's great at high point, but he also is a devastating blocker on the outside. And, Coach, you know how – back in the day, you used to tell us, if you don't block, you don't kick. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's a kid that, you know, and you love to see guys being physical. Football, man, football has changed a lot, but there's a lot about it that has not changed.
Correct.
And, you know, he's a wide receiver, but the thing I love about Pierre, man, is that he's a football player first and foremost.
Hey JJ, I see how your little boys doing. I see you balling up there with your teams. How things going for the season?
Man, we finished up last week. Coach lost in the semis to a tough Shiloh team, man. But also, Coach, it's really just a blessing to be out there working with fifth graders, fourth and fifth graders, you know, 10 and 11 year olds. And, you know, I think a lot of times when you're training, people think you just, you know, you're working with 5 stars and NFL and college guys, but, man, laying those, you know how it is, Coach, laying those ground roots and the foundation for those young kids, you know, is really what I love to do, man, and it really was a blessing, you know, being able to work with those young people this year.
JJ, just listen to the parents out here before we get ready to go into the break. You know, just talking to parents I know are listening, how just important it is for the kids to start the exercise and the training mobility, how that just is part of the development process, not so much of weight training, but the stuff you do in stretching and agility, how that impacts athletic development.
Man, it does. I think a lot of people, they want to start their kids lifting weights. Both you and I know that it's going to be a time for that. But, you know, the dynamic flex, the coordination, the rhythm, the development, you know, those are the things that really, you know, they lay that foundation. And as we know, it's just like building a house. The better foundation that you lay, the more stuff that we can, the bigger and the better and the taller that we can build that house. So I think that's definitely the place to start. You know, I love to see the kids who are out playing flag right. football and playing soccer
and we got
lacrosse and those different movements.
All right.
Those different movement skills, but that's – You know, that's what you do to secure yourself.
Absolutely. All right, we're going to have to wrap it up, but we'll get more of that next time. Thank you. I appreciate you.
All right. Absolutely, coach. All right.
A football coach told me, the doctor of football, the recruiting prescription used by Oklahoma to sign Brian Bosworth was linked to a common beverage liked by Coach Barry Switzer and Boz's father. Switzer's assistant coach had collected intel and knew the only type of beverage Mr. Boz drank. Consequently, during the home visit, when Boz's father asked Coach Switzer if he wanted something to drink, Coach Switzer replied, only if it was that exact beverage Mr. Boz drank. I will let your imagination roll about that beverage. But I must tell you about the 5-star West Rock coffee that Dr. Football is prescribing for all of your coffee needs. Now that I have briefed you, be like Coach Switzer, and when someone asks you if you want a cup of coffee, say, only if it's West Rock coffee. The Dr. Football is putting Blue Train custom apparel and signage into my starting lineup for 2022. Last August, I was running out of time when I needed t-shirts for the 16 Goal Youth Football Program. I went deep with the Hail Mary and Blue Train made a play. Then I found out they could play more than one position. Our church needed our 2 Fish and 5 Loaves outreach van wrap. Blue Train signage, transform our bus, we are rolling. Need t-shirts, hats, or a vehicle wrap? Call Blue Train at 501-353-0556 or check out my teammate at bluetrainapparel.com.
Hey guys, for those of us who love sports, we know the value of team. In life, every man needs teammates to help him be better than he can be alone. 33 The Series is a video playbook based on the kind of manhood lived by Jesus Christ in his 33 years on earth. Check out our short video trailer at authenticmanhood.com. Better yet, get a group of guys together and experience it as a team.
Arkansas Best Insurance, your one-stop shop for all your insurance needs. We do our best to put your insurance concerns to rest. We basically bury your concerns. Ain't that right, the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion of Arkansas Best?
Game on, Doc. Put us in the game.
You do it all. You're called Arkansas Best for a reason.
Call the play. Watch us score for you.
Automobiles?
We're rolling with you.
Home insurance?
Your home is safe with auto owners and Arkansas Best Insurance.
Nonprofits and board insurances?
We got you, Doc.
Surety bonds?
In Arkansas Best, you can trust.
Business insurance?
No fumbles.
General liabilities?
We got your assets covered.
That's why I joined the team at Arkansas Best Insurance with the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion. Let him make insurance plays for you. If you call, I promise you, he will ball. That's the doctor of insurance, Trey Scallion at Arkansas Best Insurance at 501-278-0105. 501-278-0105.
I'm so happy to be able to fly out of Little Rock again on a regular basis. Didn't realize how special I felt until I pulled back into Expressway Airport parking. I miss my teammates led by my head coach, Drew Baker. Not only is Expressway Airport parking quick, efficient, and saves me money, it also makes me feel good about me, and I know it'll make you feel good about you. If you want slower service, less efficiency, and to spend more money parking, I guess that would be the only reason you wouldn't join our team and park with us. Remember, teamwork makes Expressway Airport parking dream work. It's easy. You call, we haul.
Tune in to 103.7 The Buzz as Justin Akery and DJ Williams broadcast live from each meeting of the Little Rock Touchdown Club, brought to you by Arkansas Urology. Justin and DJ will broadcast live from the Doubletree downtown, bringing you interviews with each speaker and their comments to the club live. Monday, the Little Rock Touchdown Club welcomes former Texas quarterback Colt McCoy. That's The Zone live at the Little Rock Touchdown Club, brought to you by Arkansas Urology.
It's the West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Give me a ho if you got your funky bus fare.
Hey, we double dutching up here. Y'all to come up here and see Damien. The doctor. He jammed. Hey, nobody else does it like. They don't do it like we do it, though. They're not like us, are they?
That's right.
That's my guy. I got Uncle B joining us right now for the second half. Uncle B, man, appreciate you. Enjoyed talking to you yesterday. And I know your tournament, you was over there with Suge with the basketball tournament. Y'all were balling over there. I'm glad to, Dr. Fuller. Football was able to help you with a little NIL sponsorship package.
Hey, every little bit counts.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Hey, maybe one day I'll be able to do more because I appreciate what you're doing. But you know, it's like what our man say. I'm just leaving your breadcrumb. You know, I'm just giving you some breadcrumbs. So I'm just doing the best I can. But look, here's what I want to talk about in the half, and we're talking about you. I don't know if your Mayor Frank Scott joined us the first quarter, and he was talking about the need for this facility. You know, Shug's here, and we've been talking about going and spending money every place else and how our city is really behind in that regard and how that's leaving us behind in developing athletes and developing character and having place for kids to go, the economic development within our community. But I'm going to call out some names here as we talk about this recruiting intelligence report because I realized when I coached in 1989, my first year as a graduate assistant, James Rouse, I was a grad assistant, and there's two guys on there that helped lead us to the Southwest Conference Championship, James Rouse and Derrick Russell. All right, Derrick Russell, both got drafted. So you got two guys drafted, both from Central Arkansas, both from Little Rock School District, James, Chicago, Denver Broncos, Derrick Russell, Little Rock Central, Little Rock Parkview. But I asked James out there last year doing the 16 Gold program. I said, James, where's the next James Rouse? Now, Braylon Russell has surfaced, and it appears he will be the next great back that elevates into legendary status with his potential. Just looking at him, he got the package. So I started thinking about these names and looking at to the point of your statistics, Drew, on percentages of Razorbacks, how that has declined over the years. And I'm liking this to our crime problem that we're having, because I was at the alternative school 3 weeks ago. Let me tell you, when I walked in there, three of the seventh graders, eighth graders, stopped me. They're not playing football. They said, Coach Hill, you don't remember me. So they're not playing ball. All right? So now they have already been extracted
right
to what we're talking about. And if we don't get them back on track, that's the population we're losing. And we're saying they already have a forecast of where they're going because of what the data says about a disengaged kids. But then I look back and I think about James Rouse. I say, James, where is the last James Rouse? Where is the next Cedric Cobbs? Used to be. Where is Darren McFadden? Peyton Hillis, Michael Dyer, D'Angelo Williams, you know, and others that I may be missed. Basile Shabazz.
I played against him. I ran against him in track. Out of all those athletes, what I saw in high school from that one guy was more talent.
Oh, yeah.
And not just football. It was football, basketball, track, baseball. That was the most – he was the Bo Jackson of Arkansas.
And Uncle B, we were having a conversation last night, and you're talking about what's your perspective of the and you being in Central Arkansas and you being what you're talking to – how can this – what are things that we have to do to address the challenges to what we see that's going on with this population of kids that are leading to suspension, alternative school, juvenile detention facility, and then the prison? Because that's the formula that we see each and every day.
Yes. I think, Coach, one of the things that we're going to have to do is getting back to making some of these youth programs free. When I was growing up on 21st and Lewis, I was able to play for the Little Razorbacks. There was a league called the EOA League, you know, that was city sponsored, that was free. And, you know, everybody played. And now with all of the inflation and the cost of registration and, you know, to participate in sports, the cost of it has went up. So when you have a family, I was the oldest of six kids, and we would have had a $200 registration or $100 or maybe even a $25 registration, I wouldn't have had a chance to
Lil B couldn't have played. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't have had a chance to play ball. I wouldn't have had a chance to learn. Yeah. you know, leadership, teamwork, and how to get along with people. All those other things that sports teach.
Well, see, here in my mind, and Bill, I want you to speak to this. Here's what it looks like is happening. I don't know because, you know, I'm just – this is hypothetically speaking, all right, because I'm not saying I don't have the data to support this. But what we see now is that you have an elite athletes that are being recruited, all right, and taken care of. And so they play AAU, you come in here, you're projected to have talent to get a scholarship, you're a Power 5 player, a high mid-major player that, you know, that can – with the transfer portal can play up and do that. But then you have kids down here now that once they disengaged, and was so interesting realizing that the number, I don't know if y'all saw a post I did today, the number of men enrolled in HBCUs, okay, has dropped to the number in 1976. So listen to this now. The number of men enrolled full-time in HBCUs in 2022, 78,888. The number of women enrolled full-time in HBCUs in 2022, 138,539. You got 60,000 more women enrolled than men. So where are the men going? Well, you go back, and I remember being in recruiting in Louisiana when Coach Robinson passed. Most all of the players came back. I want y'all to think about all the players who went to HBCUs who didn't qualify to get that support. And if you go back and look and see how many HBCU players had made it in the league, when you start thinking about Ed Too Tall Jones, Tennessee State, James Harris, Garman, you start thinking about all those names. So I really think the quality of high school football, the pool, the population has been lessened. See, unlike basketball, Shug, you just play 1 year. See, and then you can go to the league in basketball. Used to, you could go straight out of high school, all right? Football, you have to play 3 years of college football before your body is developed to go.
Right.
So now in the NFL, and when you look at the black male homicide epidemic, mm-hmm. where the number one cause of death for black males is homicide, 1 to 44, okay? When you start thinking about that, and the dropout rate of high school, of this population, which has been as high as 52% in the United States of America, that's been reported, this is why the prison population is soaring and why there is a need to build this type of infrastructure. I can tell you this. At Arkansas Baptist College, when we built the dorms, all right, we had 465 beds. We had 500 on campus in because we were using houses, all right? We wanted to fill every bed. So if you build it, you got to fill it or it's a bad business model.
Mm-hmm.
All right. University of Arkansas done built all these dorms up here. When I was there, we were like 15,000 students. University of Arkansas, near 30,000 students now. If you done built all that infrastructure, you got housing everywhere you go up there. If you're less at capacity, you got a financial issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. When you build the infrastructure, what people understand, when you build the prison bed, you can't go to prison virtually. You got to go.
You got to be
physical. They don't let you sign on online, and go. So now, if you think about that money being invested, what about our intervention, our diversion, our prevention programs? That's what this does, and I think it's so important that we understand this and we make the strategic investments on human capital on the front end. Because you and I both know these studies, they project what the prison population is going to do based on the literacy rate, based on the dropout rate, mm-hmm. and they have to forecast it. And so now, if building prisons, and look, let me say this, nobody wants a safer community than me, all right? But what I'm saying is that because of the social determinants in our community, we're having to build more prisons. And if building more prisons was the solution, we would be the five-star country to look at because we're only 5% of the world's population, but we incarcerate 30% of the prison population in the world. Now think about that. The richest country in the world that we can't address these issues. And it's a problem. That's why we got to do something different. Doing nothing is expensive. Doing nothing is expensive. Hey, stay with us. We go to the fourth quarter. We're going to talk a little basketball with Shug. I don't know about LeBron and the Lakers, though. I know what he's trying to get done, but we're going to hear what he got to say. We'll get back. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They did the job. Money came with ease. But one couldn't stop. It's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DT undercover. The cop grabbed his arm. He started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy.
Each day, circumstances change for people's lives. Some good, some bad. My life changed drastically when my mother suffered a massive stroke and required modifications at home for personal mobility. Have you, family, or friends experienced such? If so, let me prescribe 5-Star Diamond Medical Equipment Supply of Central Arkansas. Put Ted and Cindy in the game if you are in need of medical supply equipment and call them at 501-225-3106. That's Ted or Cindy at 501-225-3106.
On average, 30 black males are murdered each day in the United States. That's about 10,000 annually. Think about this. 30 families are contacted daily that a loved one has been murdered in the streets of America, not a foreign combat zone or a third world country. This hit home with me while serving as president of Arkansas Baptist College when my student, Derek Olivier, was gunned down across the street from campus. I made one of those 30 calls that day. It was and remains the hardest phone call of my life. Right now, I can still hear the screams from Derek's mother. It changed my life as well as changed their family life forever. This is why I launched firstin45.com to bring awareness to this epidemic and to create a game plan to save our sons now. We'd love for you to join our First in 45 team. You call, we ball, and together we save lives.
I don't normally eat fried food, but when I do, you will find me at Chicken King getting my grub on. I love catfish, and when I am in search of a 3-piece dinner of catfish with hot sauce and tartar sauce, you will find the Doctor Football hulling up at Chicken King. Got a play for you to run. Go to Chicken King, located in North Little Rock, Little Rock, Bryant, or my hometown of Arkadelphia, and before you order, tell them the Doctor Football wrote a prescription for your fried food desires. Check it out. You won't be disappointed. In fact, you will probably want to run that same play again and get another order very soon. They are the heavyweight champion of fried food. That's Chicken King, the 5-star fried food cuisine. It's the real deal. For more information, call 501-562-5573 and tell them the Doctor of Football prescribed them.
Hi, the Doctor of Football recently completed an evaluation of rehabilitation therapy and services, and to no surprise, it was revealed that Dr. Rob of Ortho Rehab and Specialty Centers received a 5-star rating, meaning Dr. Rob is the big baller in the rehab business. You got back pain, hamstring problems? I'm prescribing two words for you, Dr. Rob. Call him at 501-975-4040 and tell him the Doctor of Football sent you for his 5-star treatment. This is Coach Fitzhill, also known as the Doctor of Football. And I approve this message.
Arkansas Best Insurance. You can't be called the best unless you're performing better than the rest. And that's why I, the Doctor of Football, did an audible and switched to Arkansas Best Insurance. One-stop shop for all your insurance needs. That's right. You got insurance needs? I got your prescription. He's back and better than before. It's the Doctor of Insurance, Trey Scallion. My guy Trey is balling with Arkansas Best Insurance, providing the best coverage with companies like Auto Owners, who will make plays for you while minimizing the pain of writing insurance checks. Give my 5-star partner, Trey Scallion, also known as the Doctor of Insurance, the nod, and he will come off the bench to take care of your insurance needs. Call my guy at 501-278-0105.
As I look back over my life, I realize I have fumbled in many areas. Thank God that he did not put me out of the game. My high school and college teammate, Steve Snyder, together we battled opponents on the fields and courts of competition in search of winning outcomes on the scoreboard. But today, Brother Steve is trying to score for our Heavenly Father by spreading the gospel through 33 The Series, a multi-volume video series that gives men a vision for manhood modeled by Jesus Christ himself. For detailed information on how you can get in the game with Authentic Manhood, go to AuthenticManhood.com. It's time to get in the game with Jesus.
Tune in every Monday night at 7 for the Coach Calipari Show. Coach will break down each game and talk strategy. And it's all brought to you by Genesis of Conway, Central Arkansas's only Genesis dealer. Visit genesisofconway.com and find the future of luxury today.
It's the WestRock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report with Fitz Hill.
Hey, thanks for staying over with us for the fourth quarter. You know, it takes me back to people don't realize how opportunities back in the 80s. See, we grew up, wasn't no such thing as Prop 48.
Right.
All right? So if you had a high school diploma, okay, and you graduated high school, you could go And that's really how, when you're looking at the numbers of HBCUs, how that number has declined. Think about that, guys. That number has declined down to the number of 1976, okay? Now, in 1976, you think about that there are actually fewer black men enrolled in HBCUs today than in 1976, 12 years after the 1964 civil rights laws and 22 years after the landmark decision of the Brown versus Board of Education. And our numbers are back that low in a time where opportunities has just grown tremendously. That's a issue that must be addressed. And we have to address that from within the community if we want to see change. Otherwise, we will continue doing the things that we're doing, building the prisons that are being built, because if you're not in school, we're closing schools and building prisons. I just want y'all to think about that. Since 1980, in the United States of America, we had less than 300,000 people incarcerated in the United States. In the 21st century, we've had as high as 2.4 million. Now, it's just, you know, in our country.
We shouldn't be closing schools and building prisons.
That's what I'm telling you. And so it's important to understand that. Well, hey, Suge and Brian, hey, boy, the money's falling. I mean, hey, man, you might Isaiah Joe, Moses Moody, man, they were doing the contracts, NBA. Sure, give us tell us what you think about the Hogs of basketball. How you think, man, because the basketball is different than football in our state. We talk so.
Yeah, it's different, but don't get me wrong, but it's still, you listen, regardless of what we think, I see every year kids fall by the wayside because the reasons that you're talking about. Just playing basketball too. So basketball is such high profile a lot of times we don't hear about those, but I see it every year. I still see it, even in our program, losing kids because of the situation, some of the situations that you're talking about. So it happens everywhere. And like I say, the answer is we need more prevention. Mm-hmm. We can't even cover everything. I love what our program does, but it's not enough of us to cover everything. We also, you know,
you max out.
We max out, and we need more to, you know, you need more help to do more. So, but I appreciate the people that's helping and working and volunteering. But we could even cover more ground if we had more resources to do more.
And Uncle B, speak a little bit about your term and why you do that junior college term before we talk a little more basketball, professional basketball, and things that you've done for that opportunity, that like what Bill is talking about, to everybody get an opportunity.
Yeah, we just wrapped up our fifth annual Natural State JUCO Jamboree. And, Coach, we do it because, like, JUCO basketball is another avenue out. It's another vehicle for young people to continue their education.
Yep.
And, you know, that just making awareness of JUCO basketball, because when we were growing up, JUCO was a bad term. I mean, you had bad grades. And now, because of the transfer portal, it's become a place of development, a place for young people to go to mature and that. So just getting awareness out. We're trying to grow more junior college. We know back in the 60s and 70s, there were 15, 16 junior colleges in the state of Arkansas. When we started 5 years ago, there were three. So just seeing that number go from 3 to 12 in the last couple of years, and seeing all these schools bringing back these old JUCO programs, it's just great to see it, because it gives more young people opportunity to use basketball to continue their education.
You know, one thing about it is, and your sports are so right, you know, and that's why Bill, when at Arkansas Baptist, I mean, we had baseball. I mean, and the baseball program. How many does he have on the baseball roster now?
He has about 30.
and that's opportunity. If it wasn't there, they probably wouldn't be playing, right?
They probably wouldn't be playing. And really, we're working on getting more. But we just got one coach. That's one coach with 30 kids, which is a lot. But, you know, because it's kids out there that want opportunity, and most, you know, 99% of those kids are not going to play in professional baseball.
Right.
But that gives them opportunity to get a degree.
Right.
And you know, and one thing about it, you know, you get that opportunity, and if you take advantage of it, and it's a good chance that you're going to have it's so much stuff coming out of being in college and being on teams and being a part of a college athletic program. I think people underestimate that sometimes, because that changes guys' lives. If you can keep guys in school, that changes their lives a lot of time, especially some of these kids.
You know, baseball is something I think from a sociology standpoint, you realize the number of African-Americans playing baseball has decreased down at 18% down to below 5%. And people were talking about the racial disparities. But if you go back and look, that's more of a sociology issue, in my opinion, based on facts. It's more of a sociology issue than a racial issue because the facts that we're talking about in our communities. Basketball, you can go shoot a basketball by yourself.
Baseball has been put in a different level price-wise.
For a kid
to play baseball now, he has to have a bat, which the bats are running $200-$500. Gloves are running $200-$400. You know, so you have to have all this special equipment. Like you said, in basketball, hey, strap on a pair of shoes,
roll the ball out,
it's time to go.
Exactly. And then another sociology piece of that is that in baseball, you know, I know with Mike Loggins and Phil, when we was playing baseball with our boys, you know, that father is a big involvement in many times in baseball. Because I'm telling you, in baseball, you can't throw it and hit it. You got to have somebody throw it to you. Basketball, right. You can shoot it by yourself. You can take a ball, throw it between the tire, but you got to have that deal. And when you look at that number of decrease in that participation of the fatherless, you know, lack of fathers we have in the community, these are things that in our community, you go back and look historically how the Negro Baseball League was played and how that was a major issue. It's just we look at. So I applaud. I say that because I applaud what you're doing. I know we got 1 minute. What do you think the Lakers going to do?
To be honest with you, I watched them. You know, they won the first three games. They lost the last two.
Got blowed out.
and we got the same issue we had last year. We can't defend on the perimeter. And we got the same issues we had last year. So I don't know, unless they make a trade or something, I don't know how you're going to get a different result. We may win a first-round game, but I will tell you this. For us, it's the fifth year since we won the championship. It's getting dire because that's not acceptable in Laker Nation.
Yeah, that's right.
We've gone five years without winning a championship. Yeah, that's long. That's way too long for us.
Uncle B, you're a Dallas Cowboy fan. Are you still happy that the NIL package they gave Prescott? What you think?
Hey, man, I'm happy for him, man. And if you were born in Little Rock, Arkansas, you have to be a Dallas Cowboy fan. That's
not
the
me.
Only way to
not
go.
Me. They have America's team. They haven't won a Super Bowl in almost a century.
Whoa, boy.
They have one and a half a century.
Tells us that it's America's team.
Man, I'm telling you, it's really interesting to see how these things continue to play out. What do y'all think? How you feel about LeBronny? What's your thoughts on that? I mean, I'm more power to him. I'm happy.
Well, see, I know the whole story, Doc. And to be honest with you, I love what's happened. He got opportunity to play with his dad, but it's nepotism. The kid, they jumped the kid from number 40 in high school at the end of the summer to in the top 20. I've never known that to happen. So he could be a McDonald's All-American. So, you know, I applaud LeBron. Because I think, hey, listen, if a father can help his son out and do something like that, I'm all for it.
Right.
But he not. Come on, man. He not ready. You can clearly watch it on the floor.
Right. Yeah.
You know, I'm not even great. I'm not even sure he's gonna be a great G League player. But and the thing about it, when he go to the G League, those guys are gonna be coming after him full throttle.
Right.
Ain't gonna be no shield around him.
Yeah.
They gonna come after you. They gonna put you out there. You gonna have to play the whole game.
Right.
And you know, it happens, and if it can happen in other places, in other areas, you see parents all the time hiring their sons. Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with that if you can help your kid out.
No question.
I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Well, hey, guys, man, as usual, we don't get to do this enough. Thanks, y'all, for being here. It's Uncle B, Suge Nation, Pastor Drew, Coach Fitz, Dr. Rob, we're praying for you. We miss you. Can't wait to get you back. The West Rock Coffee Recruiting Intelligence Report presented by Expressway Airport Park and Arkansas Best Insurance. We thank you, God, for this opportunity. Amen. See you next time.